All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Friday, February 21st of 2025. And looking ahead here, we have a six-game NBA main slate over on the DraftKings side. And then over on the FanDuel side, we have a nine-game NBA main slate if you're playing over there. And then the Canadians beat the Americans yesterday in the Four Nations faceoff. And I believe we have NHL returning tomorrow. So should be a fun weekend here heading into the weekend for DFS-wise. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS-related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there's a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual support channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. Just can't say enough good things about the Discord. But with that said, we do the show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern, and then we do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So tune in any one of those days, get your questions answered. All right. With that said, let's get SaberSim up. Reminder, we do have the build review show today, 5 p.m. Eastern. Got a couple of reviews scheduled right now, but the show will be going live at 5 p.m. Eastern in case you guys missed that. All right. As far as for today, we got SaberSim up. We got the six-game main slate up. We're going to just start knocking out questions. Had a couple questions come in the Office Hours channel. We will start there and then see where we go from there. All right, first question. It's not really a build review question, but when changing my min uniques as I get higher, it drops the number of lineups compared to my pool entries. So my question is it a good idea to keep my lineups par with my pool entries when changing uniques? Okay, good question. So let's just build some lineups. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to demo this perfectly, but we could talk about this, right? So let's kick off some lineups. I'm going to set up a manual contest sim that we'll probably use later. Try a hard refresh. All right, lineups are loaded. So what the question is referencing, I believe, okay, is these two numbers here. There's a my lineups, and then there's a parentheses. And then there is a lineups, and then the number of lineups that you have, okay? So in case you guys didn't know, if you increase min uniques too high, where the pool cannot reach that number, okay, this is a good example, right? I've cranked this all the way up to eight here, right? So what I'm saying is like, hey, I want each lineup to have eight players different from every other lineup. I'm asking for 20 lineups, but the my lineups number is lower. What this means is that SaberSim is telling you, hey, there are not 20 lineups that are that different from each other in the pool of lineups you built. In fact, there are only four lineups that meet that criteria, okay? So then if I go to seven, right? Okay, at seven uniques, hey, there are 10 lineups that meet that criteria, but still not 20. So this tells you basically if you've gone too far. If these numbers are not matching, I would continue to lower the min uniques until both numbers are the same. So now at six uniques, my lineups is 20. And then lineups is 20. And then you can even, like, if we go back to eight, right? You can actually scroll here. The scroll bar gets a lot bigger. And you can see, like, hey, I have one, I have two, I have three. And then it stops, right? Like, it stops at the fourth one. So it's showing you the four lineups that match. Make sure you go backwards until the two numbers match again, okay? So very good question. Important to be aware of that. So in case anybody wasn't, thank you for bringing it up. All right, next question. I like to trash high ownership lineups compared to projection under the direct fill tab and then use autofill to build my lineups for my contest. My question is, if I'm building on autofill, is it still using the same lineups that are displayed under direct fill? Okay, good question. So it's going to depend, but the answer is probably not, right? We talked about this a lot yesterday. So if you have more than one contest, then in direct fill, what's happening is the builder is taking the average of those sorting metrics. Like if you have two contests and you're using contest sims and you're using ROI, well, it's taking the average ROI across the two contests, right? So the lineups are going to be different when you use direct fill as opposed to autofill, because what happens is autofill is going to use the contest specific ROI. So the filter will be the same, right? Because projection and ownership for the lineups are going to be the same regardless of the contest, right? So like, so if I go in here and then I say, you know, I just create a filter, says, hey, show lineups with ownership less than X, right? And then maybe I just go make up a number like 225, right? Okay, well, I can come in here. I can see how many lineups that put in the trash. None. Okay, let's go lower. Let's try 200. Okay, still no. Let's try 180. Okay, 180 put 6, right? So we can just go like a little bit further. We'll try like 165. Shouldn't matter. Okay, so now 41 lineups are in the trash, right? Well, now whether or not I use direct fill or autofill, these lineups are going to be in the trash no matter what, because the sum ownership of the lineups is the same no matter what, right? Because the sum ownership comes from the my own column. So whatever is in the my own column is what the builder is using, right? It's not using different my ownerships when looking at the filter. It's just using one. However, right, when the lineups are being sorted by ROI, and we're using target contest, contest specific ROI, well, then the sorting changes, right? So if you're using any contest specific metrics, if you're using, you know, a filter that says ROI, a lineup could be positive ROI in one contest, but negative ROI in a different contest based on contest size, based on payout structure, based on stakes, right? There's a bunch of different factors that go into a lineup being positive or negative ROI. But the projected scores are going to be the same. The sum ownerships are going to be the same. So as far as like filtering by some of these static variables, that will hold true for all the contests, right? So kind of depends what you're trying to accomplish with the filters. But if you're asking me like, hey, if I go in direct fill and look at my exposures and then I go to autofill and fill my lineups, will they be the exact same? And the answer is probably not. So just understand the differences there. If you're looking for some more clarification on the differences between direct and autofill, check out our tutorial on that, autofill versus direct fill and fill methods. I will drop that here in the YouTube chat, but you could also find it by going to the top right corner, going to help, open up our support library and go to the Saber Sim tutorial section, which will have that video or where that video lives. All right. Let me check in on Office Hours channel. See how things are going over there. Do got another question from Warlock. So let's get that one queued up. All right. And copy and pasting now. All right. Question says, hello, Andrew. Can you go over what the differences mean in late swap when you view by lineups instead of contests? Some are highlighted green, some look kind of grayed out, and some look normal. Okay. So when you late swap, right, there's two ways to view lineups. You could view it on a contest level, which is like, hey, this is your contest. And then these are the lineups within the contest. Okay, so that's option one. Option two is like the opposite, where you're not worried about the contest the lineups are in, but you're just looking at the lineup. So like, hey, you know, this lineup, and it could be in multiple contests, right? Like, hey, this lineup is in three contests, and this is what it looks like, and these are the swap options, right? So the green versus gray versus white, let's talk about those. Green is your original lineup. So when you late swap, right, you can get the same lineup in late swap. You won't always get it. It's going to depend how those players did in the sims. But sometimes, right, a lineup that is good, say at lock, could still be the best version of that lineup after lock. So what we do with the green indication is like, hey, this is the same lineup that you had before we ran the late swap. Okay, so that's what green is. What white is, hey, these are your new lineups, right? They're not the same as the original, but this is the one we're saying is the best one, the best new one to put into your contest. And then gray is, hey, these are additional options. We're not using these ones, but they are here and you can select them if you want, right? So that's like going in there, hitting a lock icon, right? That will, after you click the lock icon, you click save, then it will prioritize that lineup that you've chosen and put that one into your contest, right? So the gray ones are your additional options. The white ones are your new lineups. Green is your original lineup. And sometimes your green lineup is going to be gray, right? Because although it is the original, maybe the builder doesn't think it's the best option. So it's like, hey, you know, we did in fact rebuild, you know, your original lineup. It's still one of the options, but we still don't think it's the best option. And then like a different lineup will be higher than it, right? So those are the things to keep in mind in late swap, but that's what all the different colors and variations mean. So autofill, you know, like normal, it does group by contests automatically. I prefer to continue to view it by contests. Some people might like to view it by lineups, right? Maybe they prefer that differentiation. We're just giving people options so they can, you know, chop and cut it whatever way they like. But I would say sorting by contest is like probably the most common because it matches the pre-slate version as well. All right. Good clarification question there. And as of right now, we're all caught up. So why don't we do a build demo? So I'm gonna start from scratch here, right? I'm gonna go open a new build. And we'll let this load. So 6-game main slate, a little bit smaller here. Still going to build, you know, as many lineups as my plan allows. I'm just gonna build 500 for a time. I'm still gonna bump up my min salary. I still like doing that. And then I'm just gonna set up like some floor, you know, projection filter. And after that, I'd be ready to rock and roll, right? Build some lineups. I think we already created a contest sim, so we're all set there. Okay, cool. Go back to my build. And we will let these lineups run. All right. Gonna run the contest sim. Gonna come in here, sort by exposure, move some columns around a little bit. All right, so far so good. Sorting by ROI. Got my average projection aggregate metric, average ROI one. So there was a question that came in today, and somebody was watching Office Hours yesterday, like, hey, I'm a little confused on the differences here between, you know, your ROI. So we have 500 lineups in our pool. Right. So this, which we call like our sorting metric, right, determines the order of the lineups. Okay. So if I come in here and I change this to projected score, then it's going to reorder these lineups and it's going to make sure the highest projected one is at the top. Okay. If I switch it and I say salary, it's going to make sure the ones that are using the max salary are at the top. Right. This is rearranging this top one up here. Is rearranging the order of your 500 lineups. Okay. Now, what these metrics down here are doing, which we call aggregate metrics, they are summarizing the projected score and ROI in this instance of the number of lineups we're viewing. So out of our 500, we're looking at 20. We're looking at the top 20 based on this sorting option. And then it's telling us, hey, if I look at your top 20 lineups, the average projected score across the 20, so the mean is 263.5, the mean ROI is 69.7, right? So when we're sorting by ROI, we're sorting the, you know, we're putting the highest ROI lineups first and then going each lineup thereafter is a little bit lower. The average ROI is going to be higher, right? So These two describe the lineups you're looking at, and then this one up here controls the order of the lineups. And then if I change, you know, this from 20 to say 10, well, then the aggregate metrics are going to update, right? If I change it to 150, then, hey, you know, it's going to change again, right? And those averages change every time. So that is the difference, right? So this one puts the lineups in order, and then this one describes however many lineups I'm looking at, okay? So good clarification there. But other than that, pretty much all ready here to rock and roll, right? So sorting by ROI, I have my two aggregate metrics that I talk about that I like, projection and ROI here. Sorting by exposure, I can see my leverage, and I'm basically ready to rock and roll, right? So first thing first, we got to start cranking up those uniques, getting some diversification with a small amount of trade-off here. So we're at 102 ROI, 261.2 projection, and we go from one unique to four, right? So we're guaranteeing that, you know, half of our players in our DraftKings lineup are different from every other lineup, and we've barely sacrificed anything, right? Projection's about the same. We've gone down like 5% ROI. So that's great, right? You know, we know that four out of the eight players are different in all of our top 20 here, and we're barely at lineup 31 out of 500. So, okay, let's go one more, right? What does five look like? So five, a little bigger jump, right? Projection goes down like 3 points. ROI goes down like 15%. You know, now's a good time to analyze this, right? Okay, hey, let's go back to four, you know, and then how do we feel about our exposures and our leverages, right? And we go in here, we see a couple of high leverages, 32%, 40%, 20%, right? And we're seeing a lot of the Spurs. So this is a good opportunity. Like, hey, you know, why are we seeing so many Spurs, right? Go in and do a little additional research. See if this makes sense. Okay, so let's go filter for the Spurs. And let's just sort by projection. And we scroll down here. Oh, it's the Spurs' first game without Wemby. He's out for the season, right? That makes sense. You know, the sites haven't adjusted their salaries for the new way this team is going to play. It's actually, I think their second game, they played yesterday, right? So, you know, it still takes time for like the sites to adjust, right? And everything here. So, you know, SoCan, I think was like 40 something hundred yesterday, right? He's 5,500, but they're not going to make these like huge jumps. So there's definitely still some value here, right? Okay, I understand why we're seeing so much of this team. So maybe I'm okay with that, right? But maybe this is just a little bit too much leverage, too much exposure for my risk tolerance. So I go to five uniques and, you know, Paul goes down a little bit. Fox goes down a little bit. We keep SoCan. He is center eligible here. So he's a little bit of like a, you know, a big, right, in the NBA. So he's probably somebody eating up that additional volume that is coming from Wemby being out. Okay. So, you know, you got to figure out what makes sense to you here. You could stick with four. You could go to five. The exposures don't change very much, like 5 to 10%, so like one or two lineups. And if you don't care about it, me personally, I'd probably stay at four to just keep the projection, keep the ROI. You know, if there was a big jump in exposures of some of these players going four to five, I might consider five, but I'm not really seeing it. It looks like a lot of the players underneath that already have low exposure are being adjusted, and the builder's trying to keep as much Fox, SoCan, Paul as possible. So I would probably leave it at four and be happy, right? And then I would come in here, save my lineups, upload them, and then be ready to rock and roll. All right. Well, that was our build demo for the day, and we knocked out questions in Office Hours channel, didn't get any in the YouTube chat. So I'm going to go get ready for the build review show. Appreciate you guys tuning in. I'll be back at 5 p.m. Eastern to review some builds for the week. So until then, everybody, take care. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.